Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Monday. How's this for a hot take? Queer people die sooner because they violate God's pattern for human thriving. It's the absolutely balanced interpretation of a Christian news website. Comes off the back of research in America that finds lesbians and bisexual women don't live as long as straight females because of stress caused by societal stigma. The Christian Post says God's ways are ways of life, and when we deviate from his intended pattern, we shorten our lives. Get in the bin. Luke Taylor from the To Be Like Christ channel explains why Christians are like this. Cause Bible.
It's very clear, talking about how people act when they turn away from God. And one of the things that is listed there is homosexuality, and it's condemned. It's not only people that are engaged in those practices, but also people who support and approve of those practices.
Cool. The Christian Post article in the research concludes with the line, God's ways are best! A gay couple suing New York City for discrimination over fertility benefits. The cost of IVF for women and straight couples who work for the city is covered, but that's not the case for gay male employees. Corey Briskin and Nicholas Magipinto reckon this breaks the law. And two more LGBTQ+ athletes have qualified for the Olympics. Tyler Wright, who's bisexual, will represent Australia surfing, while Nick Abiero, who's gay, is swimming for Brazil. The Paris Games begin on July 26. Nearly 200 out queer athletes competed in Tokyo 3 years ago. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.